With Martin Bester.
Just a couple of things. I mean, obviously, lots to say about this Global Citizen concert. I mean, there were some fantastic moments. Like, I think Ed Sheeran just blew everybody away. Him and a guitar and a couple of notes on the keyboard, and he's doing his looping thing. And I mean, he was just, you know, he just brings it, man.
I think that he dropped a hint yesterday that the woman that he wrote the A-Team about might have been South African. Did you hear that?
I didn't pick up on that, hey?
Okay,
really?
So in the lyrics, he sings something about the motherland.
Oh, yes. Ironically, I'm singing it here kind of thing. Yes.
And then I went and Googled the lyrics again. I never read it as a reference to Africa.
Okay. Well spotted. I like this guy on stage, man.
Sure.
Pharrell Williams. Listen to his drummer. What a band with him as well on stage.
He should give us the elixir. Sorry, Marty. He should give us the elixir that he drinks. He does not age.
No,
we get some?
Looks like a boy, doesn't he?
Sure.
Is he in his 40s?
He's 45.
45. No, and even I want to be like, hello. And I can't even say hello. I can't say hello.
Yeah, because say yeah. Or hello. Yeah, no, he was fantastic. And then Chris Martin was collabing with a lot of people. And of course, there was Beyonce and Jay-Z. Just can't crack your code. Cause one day you're screaming you love me now.
Sure.
The next day you're so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there, one day you care. You're so unfair. You ready? Sip it from your cup till they're ready for it. Holy breath. Oh, you told me remind you of. They brought it, man.
Sure.
They brought it. So well done to the organizers for getting all these people on one stage, honestly. And yeah, if there's something good that came from it as well, apparently going home afterwards was not the good part of it. You know what I wish? Okay, now I'm just, Liesl, just help me. When you sense I'm getting cynical about this, just, you know, just stop me. But I wish that they had gone around South Africa, right? And picked up on all the fantastic charities that are doing fantastic charity jobs anyway.
Already. Yes.
People, you know, you hear about these gogos and these people and hierdie ouens and vrouens wat jy weet sop kom byse doen and hulle kyk na mense in hulle omgewing and they do all these kind of things because they're selfless people.
And
right?
Most of the time they do it from their own pockets.
People who came out last week and supported that guy who was on the show, the trolley.
Lodwick, yeah.
Oh, Lodwick, you know what I'm saying? Like, there should be like a being that could pick up on all these people and things and say to them, you know what, we want to honor you. We want to invite you and we also want to give you money.
Yeah.
Because you're already amazing people.
Exactly. And let's be honest, those guys that pledged and helped over the last couple of months and weeks are not the guys that's going to post about it.
Never.
So they're not hashtagging Global Citizen or hashtagging giving money or hashtagging anything like that.
They're too busy doing good.
Mm-hmm. And also, I had to question how many of these contributions announced yesterday was part of the budget anyway. Like, were we not going to spend that money on charitable causes? How much of it is additional to what you budgeted last year?
Absolutely. But it was a great platform to obviously highlight it.
Yeah.
I think is what happened yesterday.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast. Hey,
think I'm ready, baby. Martin en Span, julle is freaking awesome. You give me a feeling so strong.
Check Rent.